The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
We're going to be talking to Lewis Black about a half hour for a podcast. I'll tell you Monday when we're going to release that.
We'll put it out later.
Because we're going to swear on that one. He's going to swear.
I'm sure we will.
We've been known to swear in our personal lives, too. And he got his first shot, old Lou did. Good for Lou. We want more Lewis in the future.
Well, not his first shot, but his first COVID vaccine.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
He's been around a while. He's had a few shots.
Yes, he has. Half-X.
Yes, he is.
That's why he doesn't have the polio.
That's right.
Because he took the vaccine in the day.
That was his tweet, yeah.
So he stole the job from the Iron Lung manufacturer.
He did.
And the leg brace people.
Oh, all those people, yeah.
Yeah, they killed the polio industry.
They did.
With that vaccine.
I wonder if that existed back then, the people that were pissed. Was there a Trump back then? No, probably not. I mean, there were idiots every decade, obviously.
Yeah, were there polio deniers?
No, there might have been, but the bottom line is
we all
get shots. I mean, I didn't get, that was before my time. But
Were there rumors that the hospital got extra money if you were a polio case?
There probably were, but those people didn't have a Facebook account.
Oh, right. I just read an email. It's too long to read verbatim, but he basically works at the post office, and he knows a couple people work with him, and they're pissed off that Biden signed the mask mandate for federal places.
Which a post office would be, right?
Well, yeah, but the guy reminded his coworkers that we've had to wear masks the whole time. and they go, yeah.
Oh, that.
Yeah,
oh.
We already have to wear them. Right?
That was city mandated, right?
What?
Was that city mandated, or were they having to wear masks at the post office the whole time?
Everywhere.
Okay.
The postal office already had that. They had that.
But they hated being reminded.
Right.
Because
my sister works at the...
The source.
She works at a UPS back east. She's in the office, and she told me yesterday the person... some guy's in the hospital on a ventilator right now. He was a guy who was walking around the dock of the UPS for a couple weeks not wearing a mask and saying it was fake, and they told him to keep wearing a mask. He would fight him on it. He told everybody it was fake, and now he's maybe dying.
I was talking to somebody here recently who said that the church that they attend that they don't attend. But is still open, there's one service every Sunday where masks aren't required.
Oh god.
And they seem to have a lot of people that go to that service coming up positive.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Coincidence, I'm sure.
And some of them have even died.
That's what Fauci. Whoa. That's what Fauci was saying yesterday.
Keep going.
It's crazy how that works out.
Well, it was God's will.
It's God's will.
It is.
Fauci was all part of God's great plan.
Come on over here. Let's see if God kills you.
Yeah, I saw somebody messaged me or Facebooked us. I'm not sure. We get so much way to get a hold of each other nowadays. They have a friend that's 30 years old that was dying and did die of COVID. But her family was a bunch of Jesus freaks from Florida somewhere. And they thought it was God's will. She was 30 and no pre-existing conditions. I hate to bum everybody out, but we had Fauci on yesterday. And Fauci was saying science is, from here on out, it's science. Basically, I'm not even paraphrasing. Yeah. He basically said that. No, science from here on out.
Liberating was the term he used.
He also used the word liberating.
He looked like he'd just been given a puppy.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Yeah, what was the sound clip I heard? He said, if you don't know the answer, just say you don't know the answer.
Right.
Don't make something up.
Well, that doesn't sound right.
Well, no, that's what scientists do. If they don't know, they say, we don't know.
There's a, I tweeted it out, there's a side-by-side comparison of him talking yesterday and him standing behind Trump and those guys. Remember the time he hit his hand in his face? Like, oh, my God. What they're saying stuff. Remember that look? That's what it was, yeah. And Fauci says lack of candor from Trump administration very likely costs lives. Oh, it's Fauci, you know. A lot.
You don't know.
Right.
Yeah. More than you.
Yeah. Oh, we should stop this.
More than any of us.
Let Lewis talk about this in 20 minutes.
Yosemite National Park is going to remain closed through the weekend, Todd.
Yosemite.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. After high winds that battered much of California, knocked down two giant sequoias and caused millions of dollars in damage. High winds that began Monday swept through the state, toppling trees, power lines, and knocking out electricity to about 300,000 homes and businesses. Two giant sequoias in the lower grove of Yosemite's Mariposa Grove of Giant Sequoias were among the trees that fell. Trees also crushed trucks and damaged buildings, including employee homes. Also crushed were a boardwalk and bathroom installed during a $40 million restoration.
Jesus.
Yeah, a giant sequoia can do some damage if it falls down.
Among the areas closed until deemed safe was the Tunnel View, a scenic viewpoint on State Route 41 in the Wawona area that offers sweeping views of such icons as Half Dome and Bridal Veil Fall.
Half Dome?
You had me.
Did somebody say dome?
Go full dome. Yeah, don't go half dome.
This sounds like a disturbing story, and I'm going to give you all the information I have.
You're warning.
And then you ask each other the questions.
Nope, I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Why would I ask these guys? It's your story.
Because I assume everybody else has read as much as I have.
All right.
Microsoft can create an AI-assisted chatbot that allows simulated conversations with the dead. A new patent that they just announced makes it possible to create a bot based on images, voice data, social media posts, electronic messages, and other personal information of people who have died. Microsoft says this can facilitate a simulated human conversation with users' dead loved ones. I've given you all the information I have.
Well, it sounds like
talk amongst yourselves.
How does this work, Craig?
Well, no, it sounds like if you have a bunch of tape of somebody's voice, they take all the words and put it in different orders, and you could probably talk.
Now,
to when that
it's Kanye, more than that, it sounds like
when Kanye made the hologram of Robert Kardashian,
it was his voice.
Was he just talking? Was there interaction?
No, what interaction?
Craig said there's interaction. Yeah,
this would be interaction, and that was a hologram, but with his voice, right?
Yeah, they should. That's Chris Farley, what he's up to then.
Right.
There's enough footage of that dude out there.
Yeah, they could do that with people that are really... you're right, he has a lot of audio out there, right? I don't know, man. It sounds sad and creepy in a way.
Oh, I mean, totally.
It'd be nice to hear a loved one's voice again, you know? I mean, I don't think... I thought about this for years. You know, my mom was... She died in 92, and, you know, there's not a lot of video or audio of her voice. In fact, none. I really don't know. We might have we had a lot of photos from back in the day. You know,
no home movies.
Yeah, but there wasn't these things didn't
exist. But the home movies were silent.
They were silent.
Right.
And we didn't have phones, so nobody was recording live audio. So I don't know. I know what her voice sounds like. I remember. It'd be nice to hear that again. You know, my dad lives on forever on this show. You know, I know his voice. Mm-hmm. I just recently lost him. But I think, it'd be kind of cool to hear something from way in the past, but it's probably pretty tough to handle it.
Yeah.
I don't think I could handle that.
Voice recordings you would have of her, maybe her something leaving on a phone message.
But
machine.
I don't think we have any of those. I really don't think there's anything out there. There might be some video, but like you said, Craig's right. The video from when I was a little kid, there's no audio on that. You know?
And yet Tupac's still dropping new albums.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Now, all of our stuff, besides radio, but since cell phones have been out, people are going to have audio of their loved ones for years and video of years to come.
Too much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's way too much.
So could you do this and get in contact with old dead relatives and start crap with them?
You suck.
Yeah.
Remember that time?
Yeah, remember this?
Yeah. Talk politics with the drunk uncle one more time.
I never liked you. Or why'd you touch me? One of those conversations. There you go.
Or why didn't you?
You know why.
Okay.
Confronting the dad?
You can confront your biological parents, Craig.
I don't want to confront them.
Yeah, I do. We do.
Yeah.
We do. What do you want with us?
Well, I guess this is...
Bush came in and gave you some information.
Well, Chuck Schumer on the floor of the Senate.
There's other breaking news, too. Deadpool news.
Okay, well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Let's get to Chuck Schumer first, since I'm ready for that. Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor.
Make no mistake. There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
And
make no mistake.
When he says insurrection, you see him kind of move his head a little bit like, oh, I just did that.
Yeah.
Damn it.
He had to shake off the erection.
Yeah, he did. We'll play it again here. This is Chuck Schumer on the floor of the Senate.
Make no mistake. There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
Got to get on tape.
He's incited some erections, all right.
Yeah, he is.
They were quizzing Pelosi yesterday about this a little bit. They were saying why. She goes, you know what? If we don't hold them accountable now, the next president at the end of their term can do anything they want.
Well, I think the mission
anything
is...
anything they want.
You can't just run around inciting erections.
Thank you.
It's about precedent.
Even if he doesn't get convicted, I think all you need is a majority of the Senate.
Right.
So he can't run for office again.
They said that on Bill Maher.
As I read it, that comes after conviction. Yeah. That doesn't happen until a conviction happens.
But it doesn't have to be a two-thirds majority.
No, but there has to be a conviction first.
A simple majority. Oh, there has to be a conviction first.
Yes. All right. The conviction has to come first, and then that vote would happen.
Get him on tape. Because then the next president could do anything he wants at the end. That was Chuck Schumer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Looks like Chuck's going to bury his boner.
What was it, Anderson Cooper that did the same thing yesterday?
Yeah, he both said erection. I think that's in people's brains now.
It's the best part about the word insurrection being in the news.
It's the new country.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It is. Who else died, Craig?
Hank Aaron.
Oh no.
Hammer and Hank.
Was he sick?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
how many had him?
Oh, less than 30, 29 or so.
Oh, really?
28.
So it wasn't like a terminal thing? Because Hank Aaron's pretty famous. You think people would have had him on the list if they knew he was going to die?
How old was Hank Aaron? 80s? Mid-80s?
86.
I don't think I had him.
I just saw him in the news. They were wheeling him through to get his first vaccine shot.
Oh, did he die of COVID?
No, I don't think so. It's not mentioned in anything that's coming across yet. But the story's just breaking.
Oh, right.
Well, that's not the best look for the vaccine.
No.
He was super old, but got to be seen wheeling in.
No, they did a story last night.
The vaccine.
Anecdotal, I think the guy was older, but he died between vaccine shots.
Yeah, what's going to happen? Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I think they were trying to get Hank out there to go. Yeah, go get your vaccine,
right.
Please. You know, using anybody of note to encourage people.
And he holds doesn't he still hold like the non-juiced home run record?
Yep.
He's the home run king.
Yes. He is. Yeah, he was not ripped. He was just a regular-looking athlete.
With a really big bat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You're welcome.
What are we
that.
Talking about? Right. Yes.
We're talking about a baseball player and his bat.
Looks like Chuck's going to bury his boner.
Oh, Chuck Schumer burying his boner.
Yeah.
Erection.
Is he number two on the list?
He might be three by now. I don't know.
Time?
I don't recall.
Because Bonds and McGuire went ahead of him.
Bonds and McGuire are both ahead of him. Yeah.
No, I don't think McGuire is.
Yeah, McGuire beat him.
Nope, he's two.
All time.
Barry Bonds, 762. Hank Aaron, 755.
But McGuire beat the Maris.
Single season.
That's right. What you're thinking.
That's right.
All time. McGuire's 11.
Yeah.
It's Bonds, Aaron, Ruth, Rodriguez, Pujols, Willie Mays.
And Bonds was juiced.
So was Rodriguez.
Yeah. Oh, yes, he was.
Yeah, Pujols is an even 100 behind. He's the only one active on the whole, like in the whole top 20, but he ain't getting there.
Yeah,
no.
Sosa's 9. He was juiced.
Yeah. Now, that was back in that was another different time because you see the video of him hitting the home run.
Yes.
And people run out onto the field and run him around the bases and whatnot, running alongside him.
Didn't they reunite those guys with Hank Aaron some years ago?
Yeah, they did. Those two dudes, those two white dudes who ran out there in
that jumped out of the stands.
Was Hank Aaron interested in that meeting?
No.
Hey, you want to meet those guys? Jackasses?
Years later, he's fine with it.
Yeah, he cooperated. Yeah. He wasn't too excited about it when they came on the field.
No. Did he laugh and go, you guys are lucky I didn't punch you?
Right.
There were police snipers on the stadium roof, and they did not shoot those two.
Wow. Lucky.
They're very lucky. Now, those two were happy, but Hank Aaron at the time was getting all kinds of hate.
Oh, yeah. Right. There were a lot of people that didn't want a black man the home run record.
That's a good thing that racism's over, though.
Done.
Yeah, we're past that.
That was the early 70s. Yeah, no more racism now. Forgot about that. Done. Oh, it sucks to see Hank go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
30 hits, huh?
Or, a little bit less than that, I think, if I saw it correctly.
You got a thunder out of him?
No, I just looked. I did not.
We have...
you were bummed out until you looked. Not really.
We've put Webmaster, Skin Dog, Lap Hog... whatever. Len Dog on this.
We haven't seen Naked LD in almost a year now.
No.
Yeah.
He's just been rubbing his balls all over his house.
Oh, who hasn't?
Yeah.
You're right, yeah.
It's his house.
Yeah.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A Pearl Jam tribute band was in a legal battle with Pearl Jam.
Right.
Pearl Jam with two M's recently told BBC that the Pearl Jam, the actual Pearl Jam, are demanding that Pearl 2M's Jam make some changes. Asked them to change the name of the band.
What was the name of the band again? I'm sorry.
Pearl Jam with two M's.
You take a famous song.
Yeah, you can't do that's too close.
They always do that. Right. Everybody always takes a famous song. There's a ton of Van Halen.
Call yourselves Jeremy.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Jeremy. Call yourself Jeremy. Right. Yeah. Even Flow. Whatever. Call yourself a band name.
Elderly woman behind the counter in a small town.
Right.
The guitarist said they asked us to hand over email addresses, domain names, and they've also asked us to destroy merchandise. He said nobody's ever come to a show, got to the end of the show, and come up to us demanding their money back because they were expecting to see Pearl Jam play at the garage in Highbury.
No, he's right. He's totally right, but every cover band has a different angle on the name, and it's usually someone of their songs.
Yeah.
So now they have changed their name.
To what?
They decided to go ahead and change their name. They are now called Legal Jam.
I think he's still
with one M.
Now I don't know what they are. I
think they're clever,
kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Well, because we've heard about the band because of this. So now Legal Jam. They say they made the change because they really do love. They respect Pearl Jam.
Of course they make that. These bands like cover bands. I remember telling Brett I knew a couple Poison bands, and he was real. They like that stuff. I think it's pretty cool as long as you use some other name.
But that name is too close to you're gonna make money off of their. You know that's too close.
I'm reading an article.
It can't be pronounced the same.
Reading a little thing on social media about Angus Young and the new album, the AC/DC album, and they were talking to him about the end of the tour when Axl Rose had to come in and fill in last tour. Axl wanted to play a bunch of songs AC/DC hasn't played on stage before. Not for years. He said, let's play this one. I love that song. And it was more obscure AC/DC. So Angus says, he said, my guitar tech happened to be in an AC/DC tribute band, and he had to tell me the chords I was using for these songs I haven't played in 30 years.
Wow.
Teach me how to play my song.
That was great. He goes, luckily my guitar tech was in an AC/DC tribute band. He showed me how to play these songs.
That's great.
I love that story. I love that
That's
story.
Great. How are you going to know?
Yeah.
How are you going to know?
Saw David Lee Roth. Wasn't his guitar player somebody who played in a Van Halen tribute band?
His whole band was in a Van Halen tribute band, except for the singer. Wow. Singer didn't get the gig.
Well, that was the famous story with Metallica, that when Hetfield got burned up in Montreal and, you know, burned his whole arm, they finished the tour with the guitar tech playing his, and he said, guitar techs, learn your band's songs.
I was standing outside of Twin Peaks.
Well, if you're a guitar tech, you're an understudy, basically.
Basically, yeah.
I was standing outside the Twin Peaks in town. It's no longer with us, the Twin Peaks, no longer with us. And they had a band there about 5-6 years ago, and they were called one of the Poison songs. They were called that. And
Cry Tough or something?
That might have been it. I'm not really sure. And I'm listening to them, and they weren't bad. And I called Brett. I said, hey, believe it or not, I'm in the Twin Peaks listening to a Poison cover band. I hold the phone up in the air. And he goes, oh, that's cool.
That's awesome. It's got to suck for these legal GM guys or whatever. They're like, man, Eddie Vedder's pissed at you. You're like, no.
No, it's Eddie Vedder knows my name.
Oh, that's true. When your hero hates you.
Eddie hates you.
Eddie.
Damn it.
I'd be finding out that, like, somebody in Kiss hates you.
Yeah. Kissology was great. They were a local Kiss tribute band for a while. I had a blast there.
Oh, were they good?
Yeah, yeah.
Makeup and everything?
Oh, full, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. No, I love bands that go full bore and do the whole look and go out as those bands. I think that's because that makes us, we all love the music of whatever cover band you want to see.
Right. Nobody wants to see a Kiss tribute band be like, do Unmasked. You got to have the makeup and the fire.
Yeah, yeah.
We're a mid-80s Kiss tribute band.
Aren't you flattered?
We're not real popular.
If there's a tribute band?
Yes. Yes. As long as they're using a name, it's not your name.
Yeah.
Like Pearl Jam.
Or Kiss with three S's.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be the same.
Or not spreading hateful messages or whatever.
We're talking to Lewis Black here in a little bit. That'll be a podcast section. We'll let you know Monday when that's going to be released. John Reap from the is John coming to Funny Bone next weekend?
Yeah. So is Mark Norman. He's going to be calling, too.
Oh, nice.
And Dr. Ian K. Smith. We'll see why we're not on the show anymore. We didn't get a show. We didn't make the cut.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Because you guys weren't that interesting, and you didn't look that good. So
I've seen the show. It's not about looking good.
Other than that, it was great.
Other than that, it kicked ass.
And it just wasn't relevant.
No, it wasn't relevant. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend, and wear a mask, please. And don't casually try heroin, like Craig suggested.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.